So when I go for my runs in the morning and I'm working on some type of a project or something that's just not working, sometimes you've got to figure out how to get this and that done. I'll go for my run and it'll pop. So that running, that exercise, and that blood activity to my brain really helps me hone in and figure out ideas and figure out things that need to be done.
Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Lori Tobin of Sport Tobin and Keep Going Kids. Lori, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be doing an interview with you, Gresham.
I'm thrilled to have you here too. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Lori so you can hear about all the awesome and phenomenal things that she's doing. And Lori Tobin is the founder of Sport Tobin, a hull-based apparel company specializing in workout clothing made in the USA for adults and children since 1991. Lori has spoken actively on the South Shore and beyond about healthy eating habits, exercise, especially in young children. She has also been involved in many causes and created and continues to teach her Keep Going Kids exercise classes at the elementary school in Hull. Lori, it's great to have you. Are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The first question I have was just to expound a little bit more upon your bio and hear about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Okay, let's see. First, let me preface that I've been running for a long time, and I've been sewing since I was a small child. So I was running with a running club, and I had a race that I was running in, and this woman, Ann, at the end of the race, tracked me down and said, "I want a pair of those leggings. Where did you get those?" And I had made them, so I knew right away that I had some people that wanted my clothing, and so that helped. So anyways, that's how I began, because that was back in the early 90s. And so I started producing clothing and selling them to runners. And I would go to road races and sell. And then I would also go to health clubs. And I've done Pan Mass Challenge, a big ride, and it benefits Dana Farber here in Massachusetts. I sold at their expo as well. And then from the health clubs, a woman was working with a three-day, and she got me hooked into the three-day, and that was wonderful. These women who were walking for some of them were survivors, some of them were walking for loved ones, and I went to this first expo, and they bought all of my clothing. I had nothing left, and then I asked, "Hey, do you have some more of these?" So they did. So I started doing more of the expos, and I traveled around the country speaking and selling. And that's really how I began. My husband that I'm married to now started my website in 97. So the women that were doing the walks in California could order directly from me. So if I wasn't there, they could still get the clothing. So that's how I began.
Nice, nice, nice. That's a great story to hear. And especially how it started, where you were just wearing something and you were just trying to wear something for yourself. And then all of a sudden someone says, "Hey, I like that." And then you said, "Hey, I can get that for you." And things start to snowball from there. So I think it's great to hear like how you got started and how that kind of ballooned from there. So what I wanted to do was drill a little bit deeper to hear a little bit more about Sport Tobin and what you're doing with Keep Going Kids.
Okay, well, Keep Going Kids, it's another, about 97, I believe it was. So the breast cancer walks I was doing, but I had an elderly family member get ill, and my mother-in-law, and so she needed me to take care of her. My husband's a sea captain, so he was home a month and gone a month, and I also had a young son. So I started doing kids' clothing, and I also, at the school that he belonged to, because my son could not sit still. So I started a program, and I did it free for the first year. We had 40 kids show up at the gym. So I started running them around the gym, and I have a whole program, had some other moms help me. And so from that, I also started doing cooking, because I have a new kitchen, because we had moved in between here. And so I brought some of the kids from my exercise class, and I taught them how to cook. And we filmed it through Hull Cable. So I have cooking, exercise, and I have a short book that I had done as well. And I thought, I'm going to see if I can get this a little bigger. So I ran into a producer that was producing the Wahlbergs program. And he hooked me up with Alicia from Good Natured Dogs. And so we have been working on this project for a while and getting it. Her production company produces movies, television shows, all kinds of things. So that's how Keep Going Kids is going from my house, a gym, into a program. So I'm very excited about it. It's evergreen. We're going to be working with kids, probably 4 or 5 year olds, right up into fifth grade. So that's about 11 year olds, teaching them how to cook healthy meals and teaching them how to do some fun exercises around the house. I don't know but a lot of families don't cook and they don't know how to cook. So if your kid knows how to cook, then that means they can take care of themselves and they can also cook for the family. And it's a great way of families to be together and enjoy each other. And kids learn a lot of things from cooking and cleaning, and the exercise part makes them feel good.
Yeah, and it makes perfect sense. And you get the opportunity to take control of your health as well, too, because you are making and preparing exactly what you're going to put into your bodies. And to learn that at a very young age, you're creating a lot of foundational skills that those kids can use that will live healthier lives down the line when they become adults and they get a lot older and they start to age. So I think it's phenomenal what you're doing. And working with kids is always near and dear to my heart. And we talked about that offline. And so I think that's phenomenal about that new project that you're working on.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I'm very excited about it. So that's in the pre-production stage, but I'm betting that it'll probably be ready because the website's almost ready to launch within the next 2 months. So once that happens, I think everything else will move pretty quickly.
Nice. Yeah, that's how it always seems to work. So cool. I wanted to ask you now for what I call your secret sauce, or kind of your maybe superpower, or your differentiator for your organization, what you feel like makes you unique.
Okay. One is we're made in the USA. Secondly, we always give back. So we have scrap fabric, and scrap fabric I donate to teachers, art teachers in my community, so they can use it as well. We always partner with different organizations to donate back to the kids in the programs. And my clothing lasts, which is unique. So I had a woman who called me back probably about 7 years ago. She had a pair of my leggings for 20 years.
Wow.
They had finally worn out and she wanted another pair. So I should have said, can I get your name and address so I can put you on my website? But she didn't mention her. So my clothing lasts and I use really nice fabrics. So they wick, they dry quickly, and they wash. And so it's something you can wear for exercise, but it's high fashion these days, athletic apparel.
Yeah, absolutely. When especially everybody working out and wearing their yoga clothes and a lot of their sports clothes, just walking around, whether it be a grocery store or anywhere, they're putting those things on. So it's great that you have created something, but also people can use it for as long as they have.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So that's what makes me unique.
Awesome. And what I wanted to do was switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app or a book, but the idea is it's something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
Okay. I run every day. So when I go for my runs in the morning and I'm working on some type of a project or something that's just not working, sometimes you've got to figure out how to get this and that done. I'll go for my run and it'll pop. So that running, that exercise, and that blood activity to my brain really helps me hone in and figure out ideas and figure out things that need to be done. So that's very, very important. I also meditate. I meditate in the mornings as well, and that helps focus me. And I write out like what I want 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. So I'm always moving forward as to where my business is going, what we're up to, what's our next event. Do we add a new product line? So that's really it. But it's the running that really helps tremendously for me.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I always say, I want to try to vibrate higher as much as possible. And some of those activities definitely help you to do that, where you're getting the blood flowing, you're starting to think on a higher level. So I think those are phenomenal CEO hacks that people could take into account in their business and in their lives. So Now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice that you might have for other entrepreneurs and business owners.
Okay. So you want to feel a need for you, whatever you're doing. It's like I make a lot of clothing for kids and kids grow constantly. So they're always needing more of it. So that's one of the things. It's cold in my neck of the woods in the wintertime. So I have heavier fabrics. So parents like that. I always ask my customers, what do you need next? What would you like to see? And I can ask my customers and they will tell me. They'll tell me what they like and they'll tell me what they don't like. So because you're in business to make a profit or make money, but you also are in a service business, what does your customer want and need? So that's very, very important to me. And also be open to learning and just be ethical as well. That's very important.
Yeah, I think those are phenomenal nuggets, especially the idea of being ethical and being and making sure that you're in line with your client. And whether you have a product-based business or you have a service-based business, understanding that they both kind of intertwine. So if you're in the service-based business, you have to listen to your clients. You have to provide great value and great service. So it's great that you have that as a foundational principle in your business, and also that you're reminding us that we need to do that as well too, which is important.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now my favorite question, which is like the definition of being a CEO, and we're and asking a lot of different entrepreneurs and business owners to be on this podcast and attracting a lot of different quote unquote CEOs. So I wanted to ask you specifically, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I get to wear a lot of hats. You just treat me, I'm the head of my company. So we always act with integrity. We always do what we're supposed to do in terms of if a customer's not happy, we do what we need to do to take care of the customer. And a CEO has to be, again, looking forward. What are we doing next? What's going on, you know, in business? And things are moving on the internet and they're moving so quickly. It's, you know, you have to constantly be trying to figure out how you can grow your market. And then there's that big company, Amazon. So you have to set yourself apart from that. So that's something that we're always working on. But CEOs have to just keep an eye on the big picture. And for me, it's just, you just do the best you can every day. Treat people how you want to be treated, because nobody likes a jerk.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. And whatever you put out comes back sometimes. So if you put out that jerkiness, I guess you can say that sometimes that can come right back to you in a lot of different ways. But I also love the fact that you talked about being able to see things from a higher view and be able to understand like where you're going and where you want to go, and also put one foot in front of the other and keep moving forward, which is probably the biggest thing that, you know, running a business or being an entrepreneur or business owner causes you to do. So I think that's a great definition. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Cool, cool, cool. Lori, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then also how best people can get a hold of you.
Okay. Let's see. I would say you go sporttobin.com, and that's one T, and that's my website for the clothing. Keep Going Kids, and it's with a Z, but you'll probably print that up, but it's, and that'll be the website, and that's coming together. So keep watching for that. And it's going to be a busy year this year, I think, but I'm looking forward to it. It should be very exciting. I'm hoping it's going to spin into other things as well. So I don't know, just check out sporttobin.com. That's the best way to reach me, Lori@sporttobin.com.
Awesome. 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 Yes, we will have those links in the show notes so anybody can click through and follow up with you and find out all the awesome things that you're doing. But I truly appreciate you for taking some time out and telling us how just starting out with yoga pants and now you have this kind of sports and health and wellness empire that you have in your building. So I think it's pretty awesome to hear everything you're cooking up, and I appreciate you, and I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Gresham, thank you very, very much. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.